Here, I will show the inside of a PoE-compliant IEEE 802.3AF AT-BT switch with up to 60 watts, offering 4 LAN ports with power, 2 uplink ports, and a throughput of up to 1.6 gigabits. PoE, Power Over Ethernet, as the name suggests, is a technology that allows data and power to be transmitted simultaneously over the same network cable. For example, IP cameras, access points, or VoIP telephones, as well as many other devices, can be conveniently powered in this way. The product costs just under £70 and is advertised as being designed in Poland, which already made me curious. Production is obviously in PRC, but the design is supposedly ours. We'll have a look inside soon. There's still a manual left. The casing is encouraging. It's metal and quite solid. The cable is not grounded, but can be connected next to it. We take a look inside. We have two boards there. One is the power supply, and the other is the mains controller. PCB designation, ANPA 1024PE V2.22. PCB from the power supply. We have a simple flyback topology here. I even see a TL431 on the bottom. There is an empty space on the input of the power supply for filters and a varistor. I haven't checked what the inverter is realized on. I didn't want to desolder the heatsink. Maybe it's some kind of circuit from the Viper or TNY series. Now for the second board. Anyone lusted after the protective LEDs? The connector LEDs are on the bottom of the PCB. I guess it was cheaper that way than buying RJ45 connectors with built-in LEDs. The isolation signal transformers are separate, no integrated mag jack here. DC4810G and DC2064DG. Catalog note that these are for gigabit connection. Apart from that, we have the main controller, the main inverter, and 4 FM15N10 chips in there. JL5108B. The role of the FM15N10 I did not recognize. Maybe it is a MOSFET? There is also an XL7005A inverter on the input. This is probably used to step down the voltage to supply the rest of the circuit. Interestingly, there is a place on the PCB for a TVS protection diode, but it is not soldered in. Next to the inverter, there is still a surface-mounted chip in a SOIC case, which is not marked. I briefly tested this switch at my site, but without PoE testing. With no wires connected or no network traffic, it draws about 1.5 watts. With moderate traffic, it draws 2.5 watts. I then mounted the switch in the target location to work with the cameras, and it works flawlessly. In summary, this was a brief demonstration of a PoE switch, which according to the information on the packaging, was designed in our country. It is difficult for me to judge how much this was actually the case. Although, undoubtedly, inside you can see some savings on components and changes of plans in relation to the design of the PCB itself. Also, I have not been able to clearly identify all the electronic circuits inside, so if anyone has anything more to add, feel free to comment. Do you use PoE switches?